Okay, any question? So, that's my question.
We are with chickpeas.
What do I mean by where are we? By where are we, I don't mean what page we are looking. What do I mean by where are we?
What we're experiencing?
Once again, this is a book, right? We are reading the book little by little by little by little, okay? Each piece is a story. Each paragraph could be a story, right? And it's poetic language. And he talks about this and that and that and that. So each part we are reading could be imagined as a complete stuff and extended, because poetic language has another dimension. You extend for what? You should always know where are we in the book. What are we generally talking about? That's what I start always. Listen carefully how I explain it. We are in book three, which is enrichment. In book three, we talked about the process of enrichment up to the last point. We are at the last story, which is the story of going back to the state of being pure. That travel. That has two stories combined within the guy who is returning to Bukhara. We are examining another guy who wants to sleep in a mosque. We are there. You see, my explanation gave you a direction from the beginning. Book three, last story, last meet story. Okay, talking about that fellow who wants to sleep in the mosque, what did we hear up to here? Up to here, we hear all the logical explanation of why a wise fellow should not do this. This is not for clever people. This is for good people. Okay? So, we hear about it that everybody is talking to the guy, advising him, don't do it. It's dangerous. What was his last explanation to him? Do you remember? He said, you know what? I'm not in a real logical state of mind. Leave me alone. I'm crazy because I feel some burning inside. And I want to sleep here. I'm ready to die for it, so what? Then, yes, he stopped and went to the kitchen. Last time we were in the kitchen, to see what? To understand that boiling means all the difficult stuff that we should do through this, we shouldn't object any of them. Although none of them are good. None of them really logically is good. It doesn't feel good, but we love it. Why? Ha ha! This is something that if you were a Darwinist before human being and humanity, you could not explain it, could you? This is stuff which is painful. I'm doing it. Why? Have you ever seen an animal doing it? An animal will not do something painful. We do. Why?
Try to stop and improve.
Go back, historically go back. Go to the primitivity of the human being. Do you remember the first change we really made to become human beings? Before that, we were like animals, gatherers, going around finding something to eat. Then we discovered agriculture. Excuse my bad pronunciation in English. Agriculture. Culturing. We know culturing. Culturing is what? There is this fruit. Instead of eating it, I go through a painful process. I give up this fruit. I put it down. I take care of that and I wait for that to grow up, 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 up. Then the fruits, then I have a lot of apple. Right? What was that? Culture. We do the same with the culture, don't we? We give the culture to the next generation. They eat the fruit of that. And they give it to the next generation again and again. This is how we developed up to here. That's why we do it. We know that all these pains will pay back enormously. It's something else. It's not comparable with having a fruit, finding the fruit. Agriculture, so we could settle down. This is what it is. Is it like that? Agriculture, this cooking process is like that. So be quiet. And if you want to jump out, you will be knocked down. To boil, to cook. Not because we want to punish you. Do I want to punish that fruit I had in hand? Of course not. I admire it. So I want to make it better even. Isn't it what we do? This is the same here. We said, be quiet. Because suddenly he had stopped. The first story stopped. The story of the mosque had stopped. A lot of different paragraphs to explain this process. That's where we are. So today we see something different, something different, something different. Then we come back to the guy in the mosque. And we know what will happen. Do you remember what will happen? The mosque will say, "Oh, fellow, silly fellow, I'm going to get you. I'm ready. Come and get me." The ceiling will open and the jewel will come down. We'll reach there, inshallah. Who's the guilty party tonight? You.
It is explained that the going of the prophets and the saints, on whom be peace, in mountains and caves, is not for the purpose of hiding themselves, and on account of their fear of being disturbed by the people, but for the purpose of guiding the people in the right way, and inciting them to abandon this world as much as possible.
Yes, he's going to explain this. But he gave us the idea. One, what is the idea?
To give up this world?
That, again, when you're looking at us, how do we act, you interpret it wrongly. Our transformed people, our enlightened people, they go out and you think, because they don't like the people. No, It's the opposite. They want to show the people that you don't need silly way of being together and socializing like that. If you are complete, even when you're alone and you're not lonely, you're alone, but you're not lonely. You understand that you are a part of the machine, although now your part is not working, so what? That feeling, yes?
As for their saying that the saints are in the mountains in order that they may be hidden from the eyes of men, in the sight of the people, they are higher than 100 mountains and plant their footsteps on the 7th heaven. Why then should he who is beyond 100 seas and mountains become hidden and seek refuge in the mountains? He has no need to flee to the mountains, he in pursuit of whom the colt heaven has dropped 100 horseshoes. The celestial spear revolved and never saw the dust of the spirit. Heaven donned the garb of mourning.
Means what? This is the title of the paragraph in poetic language. The explanation of this, that everybody will say, yes, the transformed people, they are in the mountain. To be invisible to the people, this is silly. Because first of all, they are visible. And they are in the high level, they have all the attentions. So why should they hide? Their hiding is different. It's not that they don't want to be seen by the people, yes?
If outwardly the peri is hidden, man is 100 times more hidden than the peri.
Aha! This is something to understand. Explain it. It says, you know what? The angels are invisible, aren't they? A human being is 100 times more invisible, because an angel is what? Is an adjective. This adjective will be seen when it is acted upon, right? So by itself the adjective is invisible. What about the human being? Human being is full of different adjectives, attitudes, and it's invisible. Yes?
In view of the intelligent, man is indeed 100 times more hidden than the peri who is concealed.
Means what? Exactly repeated. Read them both together.
If outwardly the peri is hidden, man is 100 times more hidden than the peris. Mm-hmm. In the view of the intelligent, man is indeed 100 times more hidden than the peri who is concealed.
See, it repeated it for you to remember. Always remember this, that a human being, what is a human being? Aha, a good question. You explain to me, what is a human being? Your turn. What is a human being? First of all, you have to divide it. There is one animal here.